So I had a. We're going to be on TV with Todd today. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, what are we doing? Anything fun?
It's going to be. I think we're going to do a game about the flavors of the holidays.
Oh, cool!
So everyone's favorite flavors of the holidays. So oh, that'll be on Channel 6.
Okay.
Around 6:15.
Yeah, 6:15.
And so this morning, I'm in the shower and I got a little nosebleed.
Oh.
Like you did the other day.
Dry air.
Weird.
This is weird.
I think
Todd,
it must be the dry air.
No,
yeah.
Because I use chapstick in my nose.
Oh, that's so. Right.
Oh, that's right. He's huffing chapstick.
Yeah, I don't
forgot about that. So I was thinking, like, what if it happened? I mean, it's one thing if it happens on the radio, but we can play a song and whatever.
Oh my God.
Could you imagine if we're on TV?
No.
Because you had one on the air while we were doing the show last
week. And it was a bad one, right?
It was a bad one, yeah.
It was a gusher.
It was a bleeder.
Yeah, we got a bleeder. I would do exactly what I did and just sit here with a big big napkin on my nose and be like, hi, guys. Can we wrap this up?
Yeah.
Right. Flavors of the holidays.
That's never happened to you while you were actually doing the weather on TV.
No, I mean, things like I've sneezed before, you know,
you
like
have?
That.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and after I did it, I learned a trick, and it might have been from Cindy Williams that she gave me that trick about you put your finger and you press hard on your right above your upper lip between, you know, the base of your nose and your upper lip.
Yep.
You press really hard and it stops that feeling of a sneeze in its tracks.
It does.
Interesting.
I've done that actually on the radio before. I've been like,
oh, okay. So you've used that little tool.
Kelly, if I ever do that, it's not because I'm pretending to have a mustache.
Yeah. You're not trying to be like, you know, look like Hitler or anything. Right,
right, exactly.
Right. Interesting.
Right. I'm like, hello.
Oh, that's good. I'm going to try this.
Yeah. No, it does. It works every time.
It does, yeah.
You got to press really hard.
Okay.
You know,
I'll be like, what's wrong? I'm trying to stop sneezing.
Right. So you won't sneeze in the middle of the show.
When you all sound like this.
Yeah.
I'm fine over here.
Yukon Cornelius. Who was?
Yukon Cornelius.
I want to be a dentist.
Yeah. No, that was the
Herbie.
Hermie.
Hermie
was the elf.
We're all working it out.
I want to be a dentist. And then Yukon Cornelius was the guy looking for silver
for the
and
bumble.
Gold.
And he fought the bumble, right?
Right.
That's when we figured out bumbles bounce.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we just told everybody how that story goes.
Okay. So. Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert.
Longest, thickest peanut butter.
You mean pea soup.
You eat what you like, or I'll eat what I like.
They had kind of a dysfunctional friendship.
It wasn't very
always
nice
angry with each other.
Poor Hermie.
Yeah, UConn had some anger issues, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Well,
peppermint! What I've been searching for all my life!
Do you guys know he was looking for peppermint the whole time?
No.
Not silver and gold?
No.
I mean, fun facts.
Weird.
I forget. It was one of those
fun
years
facts.
That they put out like facts about Christmas movies that you didn't know or something.
Yeah.
And it was that Yukon Cornelius was actually looking for peppermint the whole time. That's why he threw a little axe and then lick it.
But the song was silver and gold.
Right, but that was the snowman sung that one.
Silver and gold. Oh, really?
Yeah, the snowman sung the silver and gold.
Well, now I want to rewatch this with anything
it's such
have
a
learned.
Great,
yes,
you
is.
Know, you have to watch it this time of the year.
Yeah.
Trying to find it, though, is a little different, you know, difficult.
I don't know if I should say if this is encouraging, like, some form of vandalism, but I also love this time of year when people put the little red dots on the deer signs on the road.
That's so true.
You know,
I don't,
it's one of those silly
deer
things.
Crossing.
Yeah,
right?
They'll put up the sign. I don't know how. By the way, that's an old Georgia Carlin joke. Is how do they get the deer to cross at those signs?
Oh, what? They put dots on them?
It's like a little red dot.
Red, little
so
red
it looks
nose,
like Rudolph.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You've never seen this before?
No.
You've never seen this, Kelly.
On.
Yeah.
What? No.
Yeah, it's on all of those deer, you know,
you have
deer
them in Wyndham.
Where
it says, you know, caution deer. It's just usually a yellow sign with a deer jumping.
Yeah. No, right. I've seen those signs, but I don't think I've ever noticed a red dot. Now that's all I'm
going
to be looking for. That's
it.
That's all I'm looking for.
Yeah, we have one right near our house.
Oh,
we have a ton of deer. Deer count the other day, 6.
Good Lord.
Jeez. On your drive into work?
6 deer, but between, not even the full drive, between my house and the highway.
Dude, how have you not hit one yet?
Yeah,
well, one hit me, remember?
I don't.
Oh, it ran into me.
Yeah.
It ran into the side.
Ran inside of you?
No, not like in the car. But
just
a little
nudge.
Into you?
Into my car. I was driving the Jeep, and all of a sudden the deer was like, plunk.
Like, I thought that you got like in fisticuffs with a deer.
It's like a kangaroo fight. No. You know kangaroos when they go after
humans?
Yeah,
right, exactly.
Like, I thought it was something like that.
He headbutts you.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah, right. Bumbles bounce and so do Blake's, it turns out.